Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't you close that goddamn door.
Don't close the door.
Don't close the door. Don't you close that goddamn door. Reprimanded once again by Ms. Shane Halls for closing the door when I use her restroom.
I try to leave the AC blasting upstairs and then the little door that separates the upstairs from the downstairs open so that the AC will blast all the way into the living room.
But unfortunately, it's the only restroom in this place.
But that I'm not talking about the bathroom door. I'm talking about that other door.
The corridor door.
Yeah. When I say the door and then you know where the AC is and where the bathroom is, what goes through? I'm genuinely curious.
It's mostly out of
what goes through your head when you're like, when you think critically about the airflow and what doors need to be open and closed. I just want
to
know.
I need you to sit down. It's mostly to protect from him not getting up. It's a compulsive.
My dog doesn't go upstairs.
And it's Mango.
Mango isn't even with us today.
No, but it's like
you didn't do a Mango protection.
It's an impulsive, like it's a habit. I just close doors. It's an OCD thing, baby.
Oh wow. Okay, so it's your mental illness flaring up that causes the door.
I lock doors. I close doors. I'm like big on closing things.
I only close doors at night. Okay, I know. I appreciate the inner glimpse. I only close doors at night because I don't feel safe with an open door, like my bedroom.
Who does? People who sleep with open doors, I'm literally like, who are you?
You have no like moral compass.
You have no boundaries. No moral compass.
You have zero values.
No, but it actually freaks me out when I see like in movies when someone is sleeping and I'm like, why are you sleeping with the door? We have a door that leads into our back area with our bathroom and our bedroom. I lock that shit up. I lock the front door and then I lock the door to our actual bed.
Wow. Okay, so you are in a place of creating fire hazards for yourself at night. Okay, got that. I don't do that, but I just want airflow. So whenever you make a journey in this house, consider the airflow. Because I saw it close and I walked in and it was...
Consider my neurodivergency.
I'm asking you to control your neurodivergent behavior in this
divergent
house. You are Shailene Woodley divergent when you enter this space.
Me is Shailene.
You're hopping from building to building.
I'm parkouring.
I'm trying to ask
my
you
way over
just
to
be
Hollywood.
Part of this
and
open
I,
door tribe
and, I say,
and this airflow
and
tribe.
I say, no.
And you say, I'll make sure I close the bathroom door. You're like, I kept the bathroom door open, but the main door closed.
You go, did you keep the door open? And I go, yes.
You literally said yes to me the other day. And then I was like, God, well, it's so hot down here. Like, it feels like that door's closed. And then I walked upstairs and the fucking door was closed.
Well, we had Mango. I had Mango here.
And I know what I said. Just hold your dog.
I did hold him.
I know. But then the door was closed. We're learning a lot. It's a lot of steps to get through just to get off a solid podcast.
Even friends
episode.
That you've known for years and think you know so much about, there's things you don't know. Like me being
like their inability to
not lock and not close doors.
The door, like leave the door open that creates the airflow downstairs.
Usually I used to sleep with a chair in front of my door.
You're trying to die in a fire at night.
No, my fear of home invasion is very strong.
Mm-hmm. But what if someone comes in through the window?
They're not coming up. No one's coming up to my seventh floor.
You never know.
Unless they're parkouring.
When I went to the Cannes Film Festival in 2008,
brag.
We starts out as a brag, but then becomes the troll on me.
Like a heroine, like America's Next Top Model house kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, we had to stay. We weren't allowed. First of all, you have to pay for this like internship.
So you pay to go and then work for free.
Yeah. It's an incredible scam. But I recommend if you or your parents want to foot the bill for that, you should definitely do it. It's a great way to go to the Cannes Film Festival. But they don't let you stay in Cannes proper. You stay in a neighboring town called Cannes La Boca, which is not the one.
Cannes the mouth.
And we stayed in this like kind of high rise condo thing where they would just jam four people in every room. And if you wanted a solo room, you had to pay a lot more. But I was like, I want friends. I just want to be in the mix. And one of the biggest rules they told us, like in day one orientation, they were like, please, whatever you do, you need to lock every door and window and sliding door on your balconies, like lock it, because thieves will climb up the side of the building to get in your rooms and like steal shit. They were like, we've seen it before. You've got to lock it. So we had to like lock those. I always think about that when I think about a balcony.
Yeah, I feel like those are like very like Euro warnings.
I know, but I think things are becoming more Cannes La Boca in Hollywood.
Well, yeah.
With every passing day.
I think it's nothing is impossible. Someone could scale the side of my tower to get up to where we live. The chances of them choosing us out of all of the...
They could see some things they want.
But I trust that no one will come, but there is a chance.
Yeah.
And that's why I sleep with my door locked.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know.
Doors locked, windows open.
No, but no one's going to get through... Outside my window is a steep drop, like 100 feet.
Yeah, but they scale.
If anything, they're going to scale up the balconies.
Mm-hmm.
And those are to the side. So that would just be like...
Never underestimate the power of a scaler. Free solo. Bet that guy could scale.
Yeah, that fucker could come up
He'd come in with just his like fingernails in the...
If he came up to my window and was... If I saw that face in the dark of night, I would shove.
Mm-hmm.
I would... Out of almost everyone, he's the last person I'd want to see outside. The last person I want to see floating outside my window at night is Free Solo guy.
Oh, yeah. No, get him out of there.
When I went to London, when I went abroad in college. When I was abroad and during our orientation program week, they told us like all these horror stories about like navigating the tube.
Mm-hmm.
And like all these like, they felt like urban legends of just people like. Doing things to steal money from you and like throwing things at you and catching you off guard and then taking stuff. And it just felt kind of like almost medieval wives tale.
Well, it's like you need to hold on to your purse.
Oh yeah, no, I know like that, but like some of their warnings feel very like Black Plague era.
I think they're trying to prevent like the dumbest person involved from getting stolen from.
Yeah, like
which
America.
Is near impossible to do. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're an American...
Well, if you're, like, an American person in your late teens, early 20s, like...
The chances of you doing something really stupid or in another country are very high.
And someone, like, fooling you and then stealing your wallet.
Or committing murder.
Mm-hmm.
Or not murder.
Yeah.
As they say.
It's a lot. Wait, okay. I saw an article yesterday. I saw a few things. Number one, scientists say that all the land on Earth is going to merge into a supercontinent. So Pangea is going to come back. Yeah.
Wow. She's back.
Over the next, it'll take 300 million years, but Pangea will
emerge.
Be thriving once again.
Damn.
And so, I'm excited for that, honestly, because I miss Pangea.
We're gonna miss it just by a little.
I know. It sucks that we won't in our lifetimes experience Pangea.
That's going to be like a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Pangea 2 rising from the seas.
Pangea 2 is a vibe.
And like
the Pangea reboot.
The Pangea, and like, will there be warring? How will they differentiate?
I think it's good that people have 300 mil years to figure it out, because it seems like at this point, if this was like happening in the next week or two, I'd be really worried.
Yeah, I think hopefully by then we'll be off out of the solar system and onto the, or we'll still be here.
I'm also like, if scientists say that's going to happen, then seems like the Earth is going to survive global warming if they're like predicting that.
I don't know.
I
don't think it'll be like a chill. I think it'll be like a violent.
It'll be just a volcano.
Yeah.
Pangea is just one huge volcano.
I don't think things will be good on probably on the surface when that's happening.
I think they could be good.
Yeah.
The Earth is like constantly evolving. Like Pangea is coming back. Things are moving. Coastlines are changing. But maybe it's just all in service of Pangea, the reboot.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Like, all of this has been leading to 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. To Gia. That's crazy.
Yeah. Researchers say America would collide with Asia, and Australia will also play an important role as it'll collide with Asia, connecting the continents.
So Australia will be like a land bridge?
Mm-hmm. If they hold up, these are remarkable findings, providing glimpses of the planet's future.
I've always been obsessed with the Bering Strait and the, like, the bridge that used to connect Asia to North America.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, indigenous people all came over through that. Like, it was basically like a highway. And, like, I'm just obsessed with it.
It's
and now
cool.
It's just underwater. But I love knowing that, like,
soon you'll just be able to, like, walk on over.
I'm also obsessed truly, like, with the North America-Russia divide. It's, like, really interesting to look at on a map.
Because they're close.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, like... Yeah, they are kind of close. There's two islands that are really close. One of the islands is Russia and the other is Alaska. It's, like, little and big something. But they are... You can... I think on some days, she was right.
She was right. She wasn't lying.
You can see Russia from Alaska, I think, in some places. Which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Some Russians are coming over on boats.
I know. To avoid the draft.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to die in a...
I'd rather die in Alaska.
I was dying today because Pop Crave, my favorite Twitter is Pop Crave.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the news that Kim Jong-un shared pictures of him watching a nuclear ballistic missile launching to test. And that he's planning on using them against us in South Korea.
But hasn't he always been trying to do that?
There's a photo of him with, you see it
in the background?
Like watching it way in the foreground.
Hmm.
I just love Pop Crave breaking that.
I like that that's what they consider pop culture news now.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
They're the new TMZ.
Ukrainians are planning an apocalyptic orgy if Putin launches a nuke. Ukrainians fear that President Putin may unleash a nuke and they have organized a wild sex party, orgy on Shevastaya, official if the threat becomes reality. So far, more than 15,000 people have signed up for the mass romp.
Wait, what is it called again?
Orgy on Shevastaya.
Damn, so are they that?
Shevastaya.
Are they feeling that? Inspired by the dread?
I think they are. So, someone apparently said it's the mega optimism of Ukrainians. Someone else said the more they try to scare us, the more we will transform.
What if they just turn into one?
Having a load fest with 15,000 people is transforming.
Yeah.
That sounds like a way to spread COVID, create a new strain. That's tight though.
And what if the bomb doesn't fall?
Then you're just fucking some really ugly dude and you're thinking that it's fine because you're literally about to die and you'd rather get a load than die loadless.
And then you're
And then they're false alarm. And then you're just oh.
And you just kind of have to still take it.
You're I'm coming. Oh my God. I gotta go.
That'd be so, imagine seeing, there's a good chance you'll run into people.
Mm-hmm.
Getting her coffee or just heading out. Well, that's fun. I like them sort of trolling Russia.
Where do they gather?
At Svetsiyets.
In a stadium?
In a football stadium. I don't know. A gymnasium?
15,000 people.
That's
a lot of people.
That's a minor league.
You
got to
get
stadium.
The Staples Center involved or something.
You have to get the crypto.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck, are they really? I mean,
I guess
better not launch anything.
Better to suck and fuck
while the
than
end.
Not.
Yeah,
if you're
no.
about to get nuked.
I have nothing but admiration for their deep
Do you trolling. Have long enough when someone pushes like the nuke them button?
I think we have like a half hour before they reach us.
How are they planning to get 15? How are 15,000 people planning to know, like, oh my God, we drop everything. We got to get to the orgy now. And they go and like successfully fuck someone. It's going to be, there's going to be
least,
bottlenecks.
You need at least 10 minutes.
You're going to need some staff to like check people in and out. Or is it just like drop everything and just fuck in the street, whoever? Is it just like you either are in or you're out? And then if you hear the warning, you just look to your right and you go orgy and shredesvankya. And then they go see. And then you just like fuck. Or they go no. And then you like run to find the next person that's nearest. Because it seems like too much to get them all in one location.
If there's a place, like, is there going to be like parking attendants, like people with the waving people down with like the cones?
I'm thinking back to trying to get into Dodger Stadium for Chromatica Ball, and I'm traumatized, and I feel like that's what they're up against. Should they try and be rushing any sort of place? So it might just be better to like.
I mean, that is kind of like a Snodgrassky orgy, Chromatica. Like, what you went to was sort of an apocalyptic orgy.
A little bit.
So, I imagine, I want them to have that moment.
No, I want them to have it, too.
Like
I'm just
thinking,
trolling. Like,
I love that, too.
It needs to maybe just be, like, a stop, drop, and fuck instead of trying to get to one location.
I mean, what a sight that would be.
I think that's what you've got to do in that sitch.
Yeah. I can't believe we're there. I love Biden being like, whereas, why did he say that? He said, our threat of apocalyptic Armageddon, nuclear Armageddon is as high as it was in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Because it pays to scare people.
I know. Just don't do it right now. Joe.
Russian scientists have proposed a plan to launch ads into orbit over cities. So, I guess, you can send a formation of satellites over a city. And around like sunrise and sunset, the way the sun reflects off of them could create an ad. So this could be like the new dawn of just like ads in the sky. Look at this photo. Starbucks.
Oh, don't they have a fake Starbucks?
Well, they have a fake Starbucks and now they have a fake Lego store.
Really?
They rebranded all the Lego stores and it's just like little squares that connect to store.
Damn, that's gonna, I feel like that's feels so spammy.
I hate that.
Like, you know, there's gonna be like viruses that like make it glitch. So we're gonna be like walking around and they'll just be like spam popping at us.
No one wants to like see sunrise or sunset.
That's a Starbucks logo.
And like also see like a logo for like Chipotle. Michelin tires. Yeah.
That's
truly,
I have
like,
to say, that's when I'm like,
that's when I'm like, okay.
Do I want to live in this world?
That's a pull the trigger.
That's walk into the woods and die of exposure.
It's suicide woods.
Because that is like, that's when you know everything is over. When I look up and see in the sky and instead of like, we have so little star available, like visibility in LA.
All you have in LA are the sunrise and the sunsets.
That's all we have. And like, you see like three stars if you're lucky. So if I look up in the sky and instead of stars, I'm seeing like the Target logo, I'm like, it's over. What do I do?
I hate my life.
That's when I move and become like.
You got to move to like Timbuktu.
Yeah.
That's when you go fully like alone level off the grid.
I would.
That's when you go Alaska style. You go full Roland.
I go Roland.
Roland from Alone.
Oh, right.
Sweet King.
And that woman, Nikki.
Don't bring Nikki into this. She didn't even get far.
She got pretty far.
Not far enough.
She made it past Halloween.
But how many days is that? Weren't 60? They like deep into January? Didn't they go like 100 days?
Yeah, but she tapped out because she like just couldn't keep weight on.
You said you couldn't keep your wig on. Imagine being on Alone and then just being like, my wig, and that being like a big priority for you. Just trying to keep your wig on through Alone.
Wait, I'm dying at the Starbucks.
Wait, I need to find out what the like Russian Lego store is. This is the only thing. The thing I'm loving about Russia Gold. Is that they are just taking all these things and just
from
rebranding
America?
From like taking things that used to exist there that were like, we're done with your ass, and just being like, well, fine. Now it is Stars Coffee, and now it is Squares Store. It's incredible.
Is it called Squares?
It's called something like that.
Stars. I forgot.
Stars. People lining up. They're ready.
Stars. Stars. Come to Stars.
Come to Stars.
Come to Stars. Everyone, you can smoke. Stars.
If you could smoke indoors, I'd go to Stars.
I would love to smoke in a Starbucks.
Wouldn't you love that?
I want to go to the Starbucks Reserve and...
They should have a smoking
Chelsea.
Lounge.
And when we get to New York.
I got seated at like truly a table that felt like they had seated us like so far away from the restaurant on a sidewalk somewhere that it's like... We are in Europe now. And on Saturday night, I went to Cafe Stella with my friend Ryan. And I was like, I ordered an Uber, like truly the one time in my life that I thought I was going to be on time to something and not like 5 to 10 minutes late. And our dinner was at 7:30. I ordered the Uber at 7. And then it said it would take 20 minutes. It said 12 minutes to arrive. Then that just stretched into 20 minutes. And before you know it, it was like arrived at my house at like 7:23.
Damn.
Then I get in. Ryan gets to Stella before me. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. I'm running late. Like, just get the table. And he was like, they won't seat us until everyone's here. And they said, we're going to lose the table at 7:45. And my Uber was set to arrive at 7:46. And I was like, please step on it, sir. And he did not understand what I was saying and then continued to drive 5 miles under the speed limit. And so I literally like had unbuckled my seatbelt and was like at the door, like ready to run out. I run, get to the restaurant at like 7:45 in like 30 seconds and was like, hi, I'm here and like would love to get the table now. And he's like, all right, follow me, and leads us out the door, around the corner, down the street to the last possible table.
Where is this again?
It's on like Sunset and Stanmore. It's like Sunset Junction.
Oh, okay.
And he seats us. In literal petty. And there was no one else around. I was like, I literally shaved a month off my life stressing out about getting arguably the worst table in this restaurant. But then it turned into the best table because
smoke?
I realized we're so far away from everything and on the street, so we could smoke cigs.
Did you rip cigs?
We ripped cigs. We had espresso martinis and ripped cigarettes. It was delightful.
You were in the roo.
I was on the left bank. I said it's good, quite amazing to be intellectual on the left bank. I'm learning so much about Paris, about art.
You turned to Ryan and went, my aunt lived in Paris once.
I said, where is my body? Do you have a cigarette?
I love that. I love taking a troll and turning it into a win.
It was really when
and
life
no
gets you
anything?
Lemons, put 9 in a bowl.
No one said don't smoke.
No. I think they understood.
If you're seated in like...
It was the last...
If you're
it was
seated
the
in
last
literal
table.
Timbuktu, you deserve an American spirit.
It was so far away that by the time your food got to your table, it was no longer like hot. So I was like, this is a smoking section now.
It's Bar Paris for us.
This is Paris, and you can smoke anywhere.
You had a bang suddenly.
I said I had little tiny short bangs. I had an Amelie haircut.
Oh my God. Well, did you find out what it's called? Lego.
the Lego store.
Prego.
Prego. Grazie. A presto. Okay, let's say. Grazie mille. I'm back learning so much Italian, by the way.
Love. They lied.
They did lie. Where is it? Former Russian Lego stores replaced by World of Cubes shop.
Oh my god, that's even better than stars.
Yeah, it's like, incredible.
World of Cubes.
World of Cubes.
Wow.
Look, it's the World of Cubes.
So this is all because of American Western brands pulling out of Russia because of their siege.
Since ceasing operations in Russia altogether, former Lego stores in the country are now being replaced by World of Cubes shops.
I still think Stars is actually a better name.
Stars. I'm obsessed.
World of Cubes.
Lego pulled out of Russia in July 2022 and terminated its partnership with Inventive Real Retail Group, the company that ran its stores in the country.
Damn.
Although a total of 81 Lego stores were closed, Reuters is reporting that IRG is planning to reopen as many as 65 locations across 20 cities, replacing them with Mr. Kubikov or World of Cubes.
Mr. Lego? Is that his, like...
I don't know.
His Mr. Kubikov, that's his replacement.
Wait, I'm dying. Russia is now just turning into, like, alternate universe slowly, where every store will just... It'll be that, but something else.
Stars. Excuse me. Well, it's like, yeah, what happens when a whole country gets canceled?
They just rebrand.
Stars.
Stars Coffee. They go, let's go to World of Cubes Land instead of Legoland.
First, me and mommy will go to Stars, and then we will take you to World of Cube.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good day if you're a kid.
It's a good Saturday in Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the power of rebranding.
It's all about a rebrand.
Speaking of the biggest rebrand ever.
Speaking of the stars.
Guys, we are back. We told you we were going to do this, but I think some people still might not have heard that we are recapping, pressing on, recapping season 2 of Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Beach, bitch. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique Stars
Podcast. Whatever. Hate. I don't care what bitches say. I don't even look their way. Hate. I don't care what bitches say. I don't even look their way. Every time I walk in the club, they hating on me because they know I look good. My hair done right and my dress real tight. All eyes on me. I took the night. Every time I walk in the club, they hating on me because they know I look good. My hair done right and my dress real tight. All eyes on me. What would our Russian rebrand be? Sensual.
No, it'd be
attractive.
Sexy. It'd be like
good one.
It'd be like Sexy Friends.
Sexy Friends Podcast. That's what it would be. Jersey Shore, bitch.
Hey, sexy friends. I don't care. These are sexy friends.
They are.
So
I like when they're in Miami. That's my truth.
No, it's good.
I like it. I like Miami. We got a lot of feedback on our airport takes, and a lot of people agreed with you that Miami International Airport is one of the worst.
Woo! I feel like I can say that now as a... It's
part-time
my adopted city.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I think it's a weird season because like I forget, or have they become? Has the first season come out already?
It probably is out, but it's now got greenlit for my thought is it's gotten greenlit for a second season. Mid first season being out, so they're like immediately just filming again
because you can kind of see their attitudes, their vibes. They're getting a little more cocky and like confident in public, and like they're starting to like become celebrities.
It still is nascent stages. Like Paul still lives in Rhode Island.
Snooki still lives in Poughkeepsie.
I know.
I mean, they're all
but
still.
Paul's way older than Snooki.
They all still live.
They're still living in their cities.
They're in like kind of a half life where it's like they're still like living with their parents, still living in like their suburbs, just being sort of local celebs. But now they're like slowly getting like world recognition.
Yeah. And I think that it's like they're not truly going to understand their reach until season 3. Because it's also winter. So I'm pretty sure they filmed like in a summer, went home, and then were filming again that winter.
I remember that winter, by the way.
You remember Snowmageddon?
I remember Snowmageddon. I was in college. They open up on Snowmageddon. It's hitting the Northeast with a ravage. Yeah, my college, we got classes canceled, which never happens.
Love that.
I got really stoned. And this girl that we were with had to go into her room and lock herself in because she saw that a state of emergency had been declared because of the snow, and it freaked her out.
So she just locked away.
She just left us and went into her room.
That's very like you at night locking up.
I was locking away. I was chill.
Yeah, you were chill. You were chill, Carrie. You're a cool guy. You're chill. I'm going cool. with the flow.
Cool.
Smoke
care.
Him if you got him. Paulie is the jewel of Rhode Island, I've decided. They need to have a statue. He's the biggest and best export Rhode Island's ever seen, I would argue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just driving around. He's like, it's just so cold here. It's rainy. It's cold rain. It's snow.
Because you can't get tan in the cold in this weather. You can't get chicks in this weather because chicks don't come out of the house.
So they're all heading down to Miami.
Paulie and Mike are going to road trip, as are Snooki and JWoww.
But, Snooki, where it was, I guess you can tell, like, the outer bands of the snowstorm didn't hit where, like, Snooki lives. And it depressed me because it was, like,
it's just, like, kind of wet.
Wet grass with some snow on the ground. And Snooki's just like, oh,
nah.
Meh. She's dating a guy who literally looks exactly like her husband.
I thought it was Johnny.
No,
it's Emilio.
Emilio.
She was, I found a really great juice head gorilla and he's so sexy and I don't want to cheat on him, but like also you just never know.
We're going really well. We've been together for 2 months.
They keep it really real when it comes to relationships and I appreciate that.
He gives her a spray tan.
She can't tan anymore because of the 10% Obama tax.
Snooki basically comes out as a McCain head.
She was like, yeah, he taxed us. It's 10%. And like, now I can't tan anymore because of the tax. And she goes, I mean, pretty rich of Obama to give us that tax because he doesn't have that problem, obviously. And I was like, I love that logic.
It's crazy. It's like, that was.
This is an affront to white people everywhere, the Obama tan tax. I love that troll.
But she. Yeah, so she's. You know, but you can kind of see Snooki's. She's like feeling herself.
Definitely.
She's really like, it's starting.
She knows she's a star. So, I also love just like turning the trans. Everyone should be transitioning to spray tan simply for health reasons.
And they're better.
Yeah. I mean, well, nothing really does beat like a gorgeous natural bronze.
Right. But like a tanning, you can tell like a tanning box.
Yeah, or you can tell when someone's like devoting too much time to tanning, but like similar to spray tan, but just like it's just better. I just always try and encourage people to like wear sunscreen and do spray tans.
The queen of spray tans, lest we forget,
Big Ange. Just that's it. I'm gonna get a spray tan.
Snooki and JWoww are road tripping and their whole plan is to get there first so that they get first dibs on rooms.
Not gonna happen.
And spoiler alert, they get there last.
When Paulie picks Mike up, Mike's living in his like condo, like townhouse area.
Mm-hmm.
Mike comes out and I texted Laura watching it and I was like, wow, Mike is fucking hot.
He's so hot.
He's so hot this season. It actually, like, I went when he came, like, he had some kind of glow up.
He's having he's having a swagger, a new sense of swagger.
You know what it was? He trimmed down a little. He wasn't so like roided out in his face. Like, he's like, his face is settled.
He's sculpted, and
there's something about him this season.
I'm telling you.
I was like,
he is
gag me.
Absolute masturbation material.
It was PMH.
Mm-hmm.
So he picks Mike and Polly are going to, they're going to hit down in the SUV all the way down 95. And Mike can't get over that 95 just goes straight to Miami.
He goes, I think, bro, we take this road. I'm going to be honest with you, all the way down.
Literally do.
I love that.
It goes from Maine to...
This is Americana. these road trippers.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I was like, this is the American way. And this is like truly at the heart of America.
Road tripping with friends.
It's about road tripping with friends and just taking one highway all the way.
And being in awe of the American infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is pretty in some places.
Not so good in a lot of other places.
But America really is a gorgeous country.
Oh, it is.
Not to be like that bitch, but it really is beautiful.
Yeah, it's crazy. 95 is, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you go through 8 states.
Yeah, I mean, when we went to, my college would go to Myrtle Beach, there was a stretch of 95 where like for 3 hours you weren't stopping.
Mm-hmm.
It was intense.
A lot of places, a lot of highways are like that. And that's just highway talk.
And that's
the tea on highways. Sammy is single now. She and Ron decided that they just couldn't do their relationship anymore and broke up. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Like,
I forgot that they'd broken up.
Me too. And like coming into a house under those terms, I was like, this is incredibly unfair for everyone else involved.
It's a recipe for disaster. We see Ron and Sam with their respective like posses cheersing each other,
mm-hmm.
and being like, single Sam, single Ron, and it's like, this is not going to last, A, and B, it's going to be terrorism.
Yeah.
Ron's friends scare
good.
Me.
Sammy, her friends are like, single Sammy on the loose, like, better watch out. And I was like, watch out for what? Her getting immediately back together with Ron.
She's like,
Ron's friends are rapists. I'm gonna say it. They have the rapiest vibes.
That one guy, the tall guy with the shaggy hair.
The tall guy who was like, when you fuck a girl, you gotta have two bags. One bag over your head in case the bag over her head comes off. I was like...
And they all go, oh!
And Ron, I was like...
Ron hits him like...
Jesus Christ. That's like the scariest kind of like guy talk.
He's like 6'5". I was like, you've killed.
You've arred.
You've raped. Sorry.
Like, sorry to this man.
Sorry
but
to
like,
this man. You've arred.
You've arred hard.
Oh.
Polly and Angelina hooked up in LA between seasons.
I think she hooked up with Mike, too.
She's also hooked up with Vinny.
She's hooked up with basically...
She's hooked up with every guy in the Shore House except for Ronnie. And I can't fault her for that. But I'm also just like... these guys like talk a lot of shit about her, but like I'm like, you're still like hooking up with her.
I love Angelina just happened to be in LA.
She might have been like promoting the show since she was on the first few episodes.
Paulie's like, yeah, I was in a club and I saw Angelina and I thought she looked kind of cute that night, so
he was like, then I like blacked out and I woke up, whatever. And I'm like, there's a moment in Family Reunion where he's like being flirty with her again.
They like her.
They like her. They love, she is truly, you know that book, Men Love Bitches?
No.
There's like a dating advice book called like Why Men Love Bitches.
Written by a woman?
Yeah. And like, I feel like Angelina is like the embodiment of that book. I think that there's truth behind that to an extent, but right. It just kills me, like, women reading that and being like,
hell yeah,
preach, like, I'm a bitch now. But they do love Angelina.
She nags them.
Well, I think also she's open to hooking up with all of them. She doesn't value herself.
No.
She doesn't place a lot of value on her own self.
She doesn't come from a place of self-love.
No.
But so she's playing it. She's like, yeah, so, I've been talking a lot to Polly on the phone. I've been talking a lot to Mike on the phone. And they kind of invited me, I guess. I'm like, no, they didn't.
They didn't. The producer's dead. She strolls into her waxer's studio and she goes, Brazilian wax. And then...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And then they like film her getting waxed. She just bugs me so fucking much because she's both like so pleased to be on camera, but then acting like shy, but still loves it.
But she also is like so deeply insecure that it's like, I don't want to watch her.
Yeah.
Because she sort of like, she's like everyone's shadow self.
Mm-hmm.
And also she has a completely new face now and it's actually terrifying.
Her face in Family Reunion is shrunking.
She does not look like herself.
She's nothing like herself.
It's like, anyway, so she's planning on coming. Everyone else is going to fly down. Vinny's getting ready. His mom's like, if I have to, I'll come down, fly down to be with my son.
Vinny's family is my wet dream.
They are, but they're also like a little...
They're like Sicilian Italian-Americans. Yeah. It's like a dark bun. It's like, it's very Sopranos vibes.
I just don't like Vinny. I think he's a mean person.
All the men in his family are gathered on the porch around the mom and they're like, bye, Vin. Good luck in the show. Good luck in Miami. I was like, I want these men to run a train on me.
That was sweet, but they're also like, I don't know. There's a reason why he must have just.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that, like, typically, like, those kinds of men are probably the best role models for, like, a young man.
Yeah.
I don't think they... I think they have a set of values that's very specific to them.
Meatballs,
misogyny.
The three M's. Meatballs, misogyny,
and
murder.
Mothers. Yeah, and murder. The four M's.
Meatballs, misogyny, murder, and mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's off
to the Rosses.
Sitch and Polly get fireworks in some state where fireworks are legal and they get their car stuck in the mud and it's just a saga.
Mike looked hot in the field.
I want to fuck him in the mud.
Yeah.
There's a whole type of porn that's just like girls getting their cars stuck in mud where it's just like hot girls being like, my car's stuck in the mud. And it's like a whole genre.
I don't
genre.
Know what to do.
Yeah. And I'm Mike like, I'm done. Down.
Mike would have been great in porn.
Still would be.
Let's do it.
We're open.
Mike, do it for the people.
Snooks and JWoww make a stop in Savannah, Georgia to have some dinner where Snooki tries fried pickles for the first time.
But see, this is where I'm like, they're famous because now people are like,
Coming up to them.
And
well, also,
and,
I mean, a camera crew's following.
No, I know. But I think they know because the guy like knows what to like. I think now they're like attracting people. And Snooki at one point, he comes in and he's trying to be like.
He was hot, though.
Yeah, he was hot. But he's like he's like lightly fucking with them, but also like wanting to just to be on camera and like flirt with them.
He's not their kind of hot.
And though. At one point, Snooki turns to the camera and goes,
"It was incredible."
Which I loved.
She's like, she goes in her talking head. She goes, "This guy, like, obviously, he like fucks his sister for a living." Was like, Snooki.
She's brutal. I love how they're taking shots while driving in the night, too. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Fucking cool. This is the MapQuest era as well, where people had printed out directions.
Yeah, we had, I mean, we talked about that driving on the steering wheel with your hand, with the paper in your hand.
iPhones existed at this point. We just didn't understand.
We didn't really have maps, though.
We kind of did, today. But not like today.
It was MapQuest was really, it was easy.
This was MapQuest or like having to get like a Magellan GPS thing that you like plug into the cigarette lighter.
I know.
And like pray that you can work it.
But MapQuest was so like, it was pretty easy. You just like everything
well,
was.
Well, you just had to have a printer.
No, I know. But like it was very like, it was so simple.
I prefer this era.
No, I prefer it too, obviously. But like, so Mike and Polly obviously make it first because they're like determined.
I just really relate to Snooki and JWoww. This would be me as being like, we need to show up first because I went first pick on the bed. Like we have to, and we're going to show up first and then showing up dead last. That is like exactly how I would be. That's how I am pretty much in any situation.
So they make it to Miami Beach and Snooki and JWoww are like just getting to Jacksonville, which I'm like, I feel that.
Yeah.
So Mike and Vinny immediately get to the house and it's like this sort of hotel apartment place with their own courtyard. And they go in and they get their first dibs on the beds.
I would have wanted the two beds bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, I thought for sure they were going to take that one or that Snooki and JWoww were going to take that one. And then I love them walking around and Sitch going, this is nice. This is really nice.
Polly literally like, he's like, Miami, you know, the beaches are supposed to be great. I hear there's nude beaches. Like he's never been there. Like it's just, their eyes are open.
I know.
This is nice.
I'm just happy for them.
It is nice. It's an upgrade from
the
house of the house Seaside. On.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. I have some thoughts too that I want to share.
Okay.
So remember, there was one episode where there was one episode where I was like, why does the cast of Jersey Shore inspire like loving, warm feelings? And like, why does the cast of Janderpump? The Russian version.
Janders. It's just called Jander.
Jander regulations.
Gender laws.
Vanderpump law. But why do they inspire like
because
hatred and just like rooting for their failure? I think A, because like just situationally
here.
Where you live matters a lot, and like Jersey and just like the vibes of a city like New Jersey or like East Coasters or like like in that subculture of like Italian American whatever is like more family oriented, community oriented. It's like the rising tide lifts all ships, or like we're all in this together kind of thing. And these people are like confident people aside from Angelina, and they're like they know their worth a lot of the time.
I think it's also
sorry but I was like, seeing people, I think LA specifically is a city that does, those are not the values. It is fucking dog eat dog, kill or be killed. Like, put your, like, you come first, fuck the rest, like, step on people to get a leg up. And it's like cutthroat in that way. And it's a city with a lack mentality where it's like someone else's success equals your failure is like, the lie, like that's not real, but that's like the vibe. And so to see Vanderpump Rules, to see Jersey people have success, you're like, I could have success, like this is possible for me, like it feels hopeful. But to see Vanderpump Rules people have success, you're like, the system is fucked. Like, I'll never be anything. I'm going to fucking jump off a bridge. Like, if this is what it takes, like, literally kill me now. I'm going to burn my own house down. And hopefully someone in my family gets, like, insurance money.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's the vibe.
Well, I think people had that react. I think Jersey Shore triggered people in a lot of ways. And I think people, I think we're maybe a little more open-minded about Jersey Shore. Now I feel like people have come around, but at the time people were like really, there were a lot of haters. People were like disgusted by them. And they're like, this is the end of society, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but people that were fans of the show, I don't think were haters.
No. But I'm talking
about just fans, like from a fan watching the show perspective.
Well, also the Vanderpump people like were trying to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Jersey Shore people in the beginning, they just wanted to have party and have fun and have like cameras follow them. I don't think they were like looking to be where they are, where they ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it came off genuine and like they were being more themselves because they were like, this has a time limit on it. Like, this is a window. This, they didn't know if it was going to get past season one. And they were like, we're just going to party it up. And I think Vanderpump people were like, have been desperate to be famous before they got on the show. And then they, you know what I mean? So I think,
yeah.
I think you can feel that of like, these are just like, and it feels like Vanderpump people, like, even though they were working like at a restaurant, they were like working in service industry, like they almost felt more like privileged than the Jersey Shore people in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think some of them were and some of them were.
Yeah, but they were, I think just because of like, it's bougier in LA. It's like, people are like, try hard a little here in a lot of ways and like trying to be fancy. And I think where they're from, it's like, it's just, it's like the person you like grew up with, kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I think it'll just like culturally, from a location standpoint, culturally, I think plays like such a huge role.
It does.
So just like, I'm always thinking about that kind of stuff.
So the rest of the people come, they fly down like pussies.
Yeah. Angelina arrives third and she strolls in, side bangs on fleek, sunglasses on, a coach bag over the shoulder,
and heels.
Her SATC heels.
She doesn't take her sunglasses off for
days,
hours.
Yeah,
she has them on until they go out, really.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so like, she's like, I'm famous.
And she feels famous, which is truly shocking given that she was on two episodes of the last season.
She's never felt more famous. She's like, this is my moment. Like, she's really like, she thought in season one, like, this is gonna be my show.
Mm-hmm.
Less little does she know.
She strolls in and Sitch and Polly, I think, had no idea. I don't think anyone had an idea that she was coming except the producers. And they're like, whoa. And she's like, what are you doing? You're getting unpacked? And they're like, yeah, we're just in this room. And she's like, oh, they're a third bed. Can I room with you guys? Can I room with you? And they're like, sure, I guess. And she walks past Mike into the room and he just looks at the camera like, what? And I love that.
They're like, you guys set us up.
She goes, who cares? I'm single now. Like, I'm ready to do my thing. If I hook up with one of you guys, it's all good. And they're both like, what? Imagine.
I think it's just like pure, like, she like immobilizes you with like her low self-worth,
but also her incredibly off point read of every single situation. Every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, why would you say that?
So everything she says is just off. It's OFF. It's just like, she has no EQ. It's unbelievable.
She has no knowledge of like what world she's living in and like where her social status lies at any given time.
If I hook up with one of you, then it's fine. And they're like,
imagine saying that to two people in a room to two guys. I cannot imagine walking into a room with two men, one that I have hooked up with that probably like didn't talk to me after, and his like other hot best friend, and being like, can I room with you guys? And then being like, sure. And then me being like, you know what? I guess I will room with you guys. Cause like, who cares? I'm single now and I'm ready to just do my thing. So if I hook up with one of you, it's all good. And both of them being like, I don't want to hook up with you.
That's like, it's especially like with anyone. I feel like it's just the wrong, these are especially the wrong kind of guys to say that to. Like, more than, you know what I mean?
Like, I think she's an essential player because she does bring that, like, absolutely, like,
she's pure chaos.
What the fuck are you talking about? Element to the mix. But it's like, we can only take so much.
She's shock and awe.
She is Operation Shock and Awe.
Ding. So yeah, Angelina just like spreading her like off-putting energy to and fro. And then everyone else arrives.
Sammy arrives. She strolls in next, like feeling herself in some short shorts and heels. And
she walks in and Mike goes, yeah, you know, Sammy's looking good. She's kind of a cute girl.
She's kind of a cute girl and she is single now. So I might try and we'll see what happens.
I just love that. She's kind of cute. Like, damn.
Angelina goes up to her and she goes, hey, welcome to the house. We're cool now, right? And Sammy goes, I don't know. You have talked a lot of shit.
Yeah, so off season, Angelina has just been like running her fucking mouth to anyone who will listen.
Again, just like not understanding.
Yeah. This is not how you win. This is not how you get famous with this crew. So she's talking about Snooki, I think, most of all.
Polly arrives, and I just love him and Vinny's. Or yeah, Vinny, sorry. I love him and Polly's excitement to see each other is really sweet.
They're like brothers.
They are. And they like both get giddy.
Yeah.
And like, I have friends that I get giddy around.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
It's fun to see someone that you like, you're delighted by.
Mm-hmm. Sam and Ron's first contact is really scary to me.
Hey.
Ron's like talking to the bros and Sam's like doing a thing where she pretends to like fold towels, but also like has eyes on Ron and then like walks by looking like super like innocent, like sexy cute.
Yeah.
Also her skinny crop jeans and a flowy top, like going out top was my vibe when I was 21 to 22 years old.
Sam is the queen of straightening her hair. Right?
She's looking gorgeous.
She looks great.
Yeah.
But her psychosis is beginning.
She's the queen of... Hi.
Hi.
She's the queen of just standing still.
Hi.
And letting Ron, like, hug her still. You know when you just need to be still and you want to communicate, like, I'm just so traumatized by you, but I'm going to be still and you're going to hug me, but I'm not going to give you anything right now. She goes like
arms at the side hug.
Yeah, she goes fully straight and he hugs her and kisses her on the cheek. And I'm like, this is so loaded. Like, you guys just need to be together. Save everyone the drama.
Yeah, but it's ramping up to. Folle du is beginning in this moment right here. It's as soon as Sam was folding towels. It starts like they go into another. And everyone else is going to get dragged down to fucking hell.
No, everyone's like, here we go.
And then finally, our girls arrive.
Jenny's looking fine.
Jenny looks great. Jenny's also like, it's funny that Snooki's the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows, like last time when she came, she was the odd girl out. And now she's fully the queen. So
yeah.
Everyone is like, even JWoww is like deferential. So they arrive and they see Angelina and Snooki's like, I'm just not even going to acknowledge her.
They don't even say hi to her. They walk right past, say hi to the guys, and then just like go into the room. So the three of them are going to room
Sammy,
with Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy, Jenny, and Snooki. And Angie, Jolie is sitting on the couch next to the guys. And she goes, I don't even care. I don't even care that they're being immature. Not a big deal. I was like, you care so much.
But they're like, and they're trying, they're like, hey, you should probably go talk to them.
Yeah, they're like, you need to squash this beef. This is on you.
She's like, whatever. They can do whatever they want. I don't care. I'm just going to sit out here. And they're like, okay. They're like, the boys in this moment are actually correct.
They are correct.
They're like, just fucking make us less awkward. Apologize.
I don't care. I don't even give a shit.
I don't care.
JWoww's unpacking all her clothes on the shelves and they fall and it spills Ron Ron juice all over Sammy's short shorts.
Oh, God.
All Sammy brought were short shorts. And I think one of the girls said at one point, they were like, no, you better not spill anything on Sammy's shorts.
And she did.
She did.
Sam is the queen of short jean shorts, a black tank top, and white flip-flops.
It's her signature look. It's a short short with like cutoffs with the pocket sticking out underneath them and like a tight black top of some sort.
And like black flip-flops that are like shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And her hair fully straightened. And she's like this.
And sunglasses as a headband.
And like a little Coach wallet and like car keys to
a
her
tiny
like
Coach purse. Yeah.
Her Jetta.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Snooki is like, okay, we have to wash these shorts in the sink to like get the stains out or whatever. And she's washing them. She goes, I feel like a pilgrim from like the 20s.
Her life, like she's living, her mind.
Her mind.
She's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
She's an artist of her
she
time.
She is. Sammy is already obsessed with Ron. He like comes into the closet while she was folding something and she was like, no, do you, just do you. And he goes, already you're starting this. And I was like, oh my God,
I know. My Al-Anon is like fully like
you want to go into the closet and be like, guys
come on,
like,
let's just have fun tonight, like, guys, come on, let's just like go out and like drink some, take shots together, come on.
I don't think so, doll. Sitch goes they're getting ready to go out, which I was like, God, I wish I was getting ready to go out with them and like going out at like 11. Age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to bring a little bit of Jersey down south to the MIA, which is Miami.
He's so sweet.
He's really sweet and earnest.
He is. But he's also like,
he's also a piece of shit.
He's also a fucking piece of shit.
But then
sexist.
What is great is that he becomes like Big Daddy Sitch.
He becomes
eventually
a good guy.
And
really
he is
grows
a really good guy.
Yeah,
I love him so much. They go to bed,
the club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there's beds everywhere. They're gonna be going there a lot this season.
Yeah, they go to bed and
everyone's getting turned,
everyone's getting hammered, and he's like, Ronnie is right now surrounded by grenades and landmines. He's like, grenades are a fat ugly chick, landmines are a skinny ugly chick. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
So Sam already gets mad.
Yeah, they leave. Oh no, they leave one club. They go out to one club all as a group. Oh, somehow like a bunch of my writing got deleted.
Well, no, but basically what happens is Sam,
well, they go out as a group and all the girls are in a cab.
Yeah.
And they're Sam is like already, and she's in a place of staring out the window longingly, like depressing music playing and thinking about Ron. And she's talking to Snooki and JWoww about like the Ron of it all. And she's like, I just like don't know what he's thinking ever. I just don't,
like,
know.
Don't know.
And then Angelina, she pipes up from the back seat and she goes, see, that's like, oh, I don't know what I'm thinking. Like, that's why you guys like all hated me and like why I had to leave, because I like loved someone. I had to leave the house and like then you guys all got mad at me. So what the fuck? And they're like,
queen of making, literally making everything about yourself in this moment.
Sam,
again, strike
Sam
eight.
Goes, Angelina, shut the fuck up. And then Snooki starts laughing. Snooki and JWoww are laughing. And then JWoww just starts going full Hulk on Angelina. And she goes, you want to go right now? We can pull over the fucking car. I'll beat your ass. We'll get out.
I'll
beat your ass. And she goes, you're being trashy. You're being trapped. Meanwhile, Snooki's like, Snooki and Sammy are laughing.
Yeah, and also Angelina has never been more terrified in her life.
She goes, what? That's trashy behavior. And Jenny goes, yeah, you would fucking know because you're from Staten Island. And then Snooki goes,
do you think Angelina got like willful defiance of authority on her report cards?
She is ODD.
She? I can see her getting like kicked out of class and being like, whatever.
All the time.
I'm just going,
I would never want to be her teacher.
Just being like, Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll go.
I don't even care.
I don't even care. I'll go.
I don't even care that you're being immature, she says to the teacher.
The gym teacher's like, do walk laps.
Walk
till the
1 mile on the fucking track. Shut up.
No.
No. No.
No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. I'd rather go.
I'm just going to go sit over here. I'm going to go stand over here and you can't do anything about it. And they're like, fine.
Fine.
Just go stand over there. Get out of my vision.
Because whatever.
Whatever. Fine, I'm just going to stand here all day and like sit next to you.
No, I'll like stand where I want to stand.
I'll stand right
here.
This
is a free country. This is America.
This is America. It's supposed to be free.
So then they leave the first club and the girls are going to go home. Angelina's going to continue going out with the boys. And Sam and Ron are in the cab and they just start. Or Ron starts in on Sam at the first club. And I don't know what he's saying to her, but it's scary.
Then he calls Sam.
Then they're in the car. And he says, Sam is a cunt. And I was like, Jesus Christ, here we go. And then
here we go. And
here
Sam's
we go.
Like, I just want to go home.
And Sam's like, what? I want to go home. So I want to fucking go home. And she goes, do you. Just do you tonight. Go do whatever you want. And I'm like, okay, you're telling him to go fuck as many people as possible.
That's not what you mean.
And that you want him to love you. And but you can't say that.
But he's like, it's time to get creepy.
Yeah. So he goes in full creep mode.
Caligula.
This is when they go to bed and the grenades and landmines start launching. Angelina is just like creeping in the corner, like watching everything.
She's such a little shit. She goes, I'm seeing things tonight. She goes, Ron better be nice to me because I have so much on him right now. I'm like, you, of course.
She goes, I would tell Sammy, but she's a fucking cunt. So I'm not going to tell her anything. And I was like, You suck. Ron at one point triple kissing two girls at once. I didn't see any grenades or landmines. I just saw like hot women everywhere.
I feel like most of their faces were blurred.
There's one like a hot blonde who's like laying back on Ron and like kissing him from behind. This was also an era of tube tops and jeans that I miss. I think we need to bring back tube tops in a real way.
It was pure. They get back to the house. JWoww's there. I don't know how she got home.
I think she went home with the girls. She and Snooki and Sammy all went home. And Sammy's like at the kitchen island with Snooki. And she's like, I just like don't know what Ron's thinking ever. I don't know what he's thinking. And Snooki's shit faced. And she goes, what he's thinking is he really likes you. Like, I know him and I know how he acts. He really likes you. And I was like, we need Snooki to like life coach us.
And then JWoww's just muttering to herself and she goes, I'm about to rub some Vaseline on my face, put my hair up in a bun and beat this girl's ass.
About Angelina. I love that. I love that she takes it to such a place of violence.
I know.
She goes outside and she's just sitting by herself by a palm tree, just like chaining cigs. And Snook comes down, sits next to her. And JWoww goes, Ron's probably getting it in right now. And Snooki goes, don't let her know that.
Well.
We all know what's coming. The letter of the century. I forgot also that they were not together, technically.
Mm-mm.
So, like, none of this should matter.
This is going to be so bad.
It's going to be so bad. At bed. Snooki writing.
Me
writing my pilot.
Or just me, like, doing homework. Last minute or like
with with the mouse
scrambling to finish some fucking shitty essay on a test.
Me staying up till like 4 a.m in college just trying to write like a reflection paper on something.
Well, stay tuned, everyone.
Guys, I'm so glad to just be back in their world. I love these people so much. They are like family to me.
Summer's
never fucking over in the shore.
Guys, tickets to our show are on sale. Finally, to get tickets for the New York October 15th show at the Bowery Ballroom. It's going to be great. Show's at 8. Doors are at... C'est bon.
I think the show's at 9 and the doors are at 8.
Show's at 9. Doors at 8.
Be there, be square, honestly.
Be there, be square.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.